Man, that was call of God. See, when Mama Maja was talking about, you have to create an atmosphere of favor. For God to favor you, you have to be ready to receive that favor. Praise the Lord. This man is a man that positioned himself to be favored. Amen. And when you make yourself available, God is ready. He's always ready to favor you. Say amen if you believe it. Hallelujah. Let's go to book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 21. 1 Kings 19, 21. I want us to see this man, origin as a minister of God. 1 Kings 19, let's start from 19. Is that from 19? Okay, so that's where I want us to start from. So Elijah is the senior pastor, the one who ordained, and here is the ordination. Praise the Lord. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, and was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Can we go on? Next. Elijah then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. And he said, "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." And Elijah go back and replied, "What I have done to you, praise the Lord." He's a wealthy man. He's a wealthy farmer. And we know Elijah, Tishbite, was a prophet of fire and brimstone. But Elisha was, this man has about, how many tractors and plows and caterpillars of those days? 12. So he was wealthy. He doesn't require anything. He doesn't need anything. Hallelujah. But he knows something, that it is only when you are favored by God that you are favored. Hallelujah. So when the man of God came, why he was at his work, and throw his cloak upon him, which is a sign of, "I recruit you into the service of the Lord." The man took it without question. You want to be favored of the Lord? Some people let their academics, their resources, their intelligence, what they have, to block the favor of the Lord in their life. This man is not. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that's acting as a barrier to befriending the flow of the favor of the Lord into your life, I pray, Lord, you will drop them in the mighty name of Jesus. It cannot be done by man. It can only be done by God. This man cast away tradition. The Jews are very particular about their appearance. They obey the word of the Lord that says, "Thou shalt honor your father and your mother." And this man said, "You know what? Tradition is, I have to take care of them, but let me just go back and kiss them." Hallelujah. And he went home and he killed the precious thing the things that are so precious to his life. He does not allow the things of the world to distract him from the service of the Lord. You want to be positioned for favor? Do not let anything stop the favor of the Lord upon you. Praise the Lord. So, he does not allow his wealth, his talents, his education. He doesn't allow them to prevent him from serving the Lord. We have dedicated our lives, praise the Lord, as ministers, and every one of us are called. Amen. You see, in the Old Testament, there is a laity and there is congregation. You know, the laity and what? Proselyte. Okay. Praise the Lord. No, proselyte is someone who wants to. Like, what I'm saying is, we have people that are saying, "Oh, these are the clergy and the laity." Praise the Lord. These are the minister. Every Christian, a New Testament believer, is a minister of God. Hallelujah. We need leaders. That's where we have these men here as our leaders. Hallelujah. Me and you are ministers of the Lord. The day you gave your life to Jesus Christ, you are recruited into the army of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The army of the Lord have captains, and when you are in that army, you are favored. The favor of the Lord will follow you in Jesus' name. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's go there. Hallelujah. I want us to look at the life of Elijah, a man that positioned himself to be favored of the Lord, and let his life serve an example to our lives also. 2 Kings is an Old Testament believer, but he's enjoying the benefits of a New Testament believer. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. Is anybody there before me, please? I will ask you to stop when I want you to stop. 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 1.
And it came to pass, mm-hmm, when the Lord would take up Elijah into the heaven, to heaven by a whirlwind, mm-hmm,
thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. According to my notes, I said a man or a woman that's going to be favored of the Lord must be a man or a woman of character. Hallelujah. It must be what? A man or woman of character. Let's read. I want to read that place where daddy have just read. Now I want to read for the sake of emphasis. Let's go to verse 2. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave." So they went down to Bethel. Amen. Let's go to verse 4. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As sure as the Lord lives, and you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. Verse 6, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So two of them walked on. Hallelujah. Amen. So a man that is going to be favored of the Lord has to be tenacious. "I want to do everything and walk worthy of the calling of the Lord upon my life to receive his favor." But the senior pastor said, "You can stay here." Praise the Lord. When he was reading it and came to me, I said, Elijah was to be taken into heaven in what? In wild wind. You know the song that we always used to think that God took Elijah in a chariot of fire. Praise the Lord. But the scripture is telling us he takes it in wild wind. Praise the Lord. You know that song, the Negro spiritual? What does that say in there? "Come, look, come, chariot. Come, don't do, take me home." No. "Say, chariot, coming down to take me home." It's not a chariot, it's wild wind. Because wild wind, a cloud is always the private jet of the divine. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when Enoch was to go, we don't know how he went. Hallelujah. But when Elijah was to go, God sent an escort. Have you ever seen a president going somewhere? He will have his private car. The president, Trump, we have what they call the beasts. He has three cars that look alike so that you know where the president is. The beast, and you see the riders. The same thing happened in case of Elijah. God put a chariot of fire ahead of him, but God carried him in wild wind. Praise the Lord. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going is this. Elisha was asked three times. The prophet really wanted to ease him out. He doesn't want to be alone. That is the last. Somebody said you can't know your last day on earth and be happy. This man is going to be taken to heaven by God. But he still really didn't want to go. That's why he told Elisha, "God has sent me to Bethel. Stay here." The man said, "Me? I want to be favored of the Lord. I want a double favor of the Lord. I'm not leaving you. Okay, God has sent me to Jericho. Okay, we go together. You want to be favored of the Lord this year? Hold on to the Lord. No matter what the circumstances, do what? Hold on to him. Hold on to Lord. Lord, unchanging hand. Hold it on eternal hand. I'm going to hold to Lord, unchanging. The hands of the Lord doesn't change. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to be favored this year, hold on to the Lord. Come hell, call fire. I'm going to do what? Hold on to the Lord. This man said, I'm not going. Praise the Lord. You remember Joseph? When he hold on to that, when he held on to that, the leg of that angel, said, I will not go until you what? Until you bless me. A man that is going to be favored of the Lord has to be tenacious, has to have integrity. This is where I stand, and that is where I'm standing. Praise the Lord. I know the wind might be contrary right now, but God, my God is able. Hallelujah. Is God able? Yes. I know God is going to favor me. It might be rough now. It might not be easy now. The road might be rough now. It might be tough now, but my God is able. This man said, I'm not going to go. Sir, I'm going to go with you. Praise the Lord. His character was tested, but he passed character tests. Praise the Lord. What is it that is shaking you right now? Amen. You know one thing? God will never let you go through what you cannot survive. Amen. You know, one thing we don't know, because we are human, you know, we are set in our way of thinking. We are either set in the past or the present or think about the future. To God, the past, the present, that is a moment in his eyes. Hallelujah. He know what you are going to pass through. He know what you have passed through. He know what you are going to pass through. So just do what? Hold a gun until you change your hand. And God is not going to disappoint you in the name of Jesus. And you are going to be favored of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 9 of that 2 Kings chapter 2. When he crossed, I'm using NIV now. Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what can I do for you before I am taken from you? And the man replied, let me inherit double portion of your spirit. A man that's going to be favored of the Lord knows what he wants. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows his heart desire and he's going to stay with the Lord for it. Look at the song that darling sister just sing right now. Nobody can do it with the power of the Lord. This man is among the prophets. But he knows he's empty and he's useless without the power. And the Bible says we should convert what? The gift. 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 4. He said we should convert the stains of the... Covetousness is a sin. But when it comes to the things of the Lord, we should do what? This man said, I don't want a single power that you have. I want what? I want the double portion of your anointing. Hallelujah. You know what? If you are going to be favored of the Lord this year, you have to be greedy about the things of the Lord. Amen. Pastor, you want to give people 5 assignments? Give me 3 out of it. You can spread the 2 with other people. And you do with all your heart. And when the blessings come, it's not going to come once. It's going to come in what? Everything now, double, double. Like, I like it when doctors sing it. The way he said it. Everything now, double, double. Praise the Lord. This man said, I want to be blessed of the Lord. And I don't just want ordinary blessing. I want double blessing. I want double favor. Praise the Lord. He recognized what he wanted. And he knew how to go about getting what he wanted. The Lord will favor us in the mighty name of Jesus. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. The pastor was talking with the song that we sang right now. Talking about the golden grain. What is the golden grain? The Spirit of the living God. If you don't have the Spirit of God right now, your power, your prayers are empty prayer. Praise the Lord. You need it. To position yourself in the place of favor, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This man said, I want to enjoy what you enjoy, not in one way, in double. Amen. I wrote here in my note, I said, the missing ingredient in our lives to enjoy the Lord's favor is the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, one of the recipes of enjoying the benefits of the favor of the Lord is missing. What happened when the ingredient is not complete? What happens to the soup or to the whatever it is that you cook? It's not going to come out right. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not lack the ingredient to make your life memorable in the name of Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The man said, I want it. Somebody said, this is covetousness. I want to be covetous this way. Hallelujah. I want to have the double portion of the anointing of the Lord. If it is possible. Amen. I know if it is not possible, listen, this man was so powerful that when he died, and they took a man that is dead, and he touched his bone. What happened to that man? And everybody ran, begin to run. The man, so even on his dead bone, is making people alive. Hallelujah. He wanted it. He desired it. He held on to the Lord, and the Lord granted his request. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He will be favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, you don't understand my prayer. The Lord God will favor you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, somebody said a day of favor is more than 10,000 years of prayer. And that exactly is what is right. Just one door of favor, and your life will never be the same again. And I'm not talking about men's favor. You know what? When, like I said before, when man promotes you, don't rejoice yet. Because the one who promotes you can demote you. Hallelujah. But when God promotes you, you are promoted. Hallelujah. No Jupiter from pit of hell can demote you. If it is God, that's why we are talking about Lord's favor, not man's favor. You know what? It is God's favor that opened the door for man's favor. When heaven favor you, every door you knock, it will be opened. Because the spiritual control the physical. That's how it works. Hallelujah. Amen. So this man said, I want a double portion of anointing. Because I know with the anointing of the Lord in my life, doors will be open. Doors will be open for you in the name of Jesus. Number four. I said, let's look at verse 5. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 5. The company of the prophet of Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? And he replied, so be quiet. Hallelujah. What he's saying is, mind your freaking business. That's not your business. Everyone that is going to be favored of the Lord this year, you should mind the company that you keep. Hallelujah. Amen. Do what? Mind the company of people that you keep. Bad companionship does spoil what? It spoils the corrupt good character. Amen. You want to, people that says prayer doesn't matter, and this is the company you want to keep, you will lose the favor of the Lord. They say fasting, you are just making yourself hungry. What is going to happen to you? You will lose. They're ready to discourage him, and he refused to be discouraged. If you are going to enjoy the favor of the Lord this year, do not let any circumstance, any friend, any interaction, any companionship discourage you. If you are sure you know in your knower, I know that's not correct. If you know within your heart, in the deepest part of your heart, that God is telling you to do it, then do it. Pastor Major, it's not possible. You know that place, they don't use for church. So they don't even try it. If God says that you go there, God is going to make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in a way we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. God, keep closely to his side. With love and strength For each new day, he will make a way. The Lord will make a way. When you have favor of the Lord, the way, the Bible says he make way in the crooked way. I mean, in the crooked path, he will make way. In the desert, he got what? He make way. In the Red Sea, what happened? He made way. Hallelujah. That is, if you have favor of the Lord, amen. Every door that has been closed before, because you get to that door, they will do what? They will be open. The Bible says, is the one that opened the door that no man can what? Come shut. And he closed a door that no man can do what? If the door of disgrace, the door of crying, of weeping, look at our sister. God closed the door of weeping in her house. Amen. Because he has what? He has the favor of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He closed the door. He's the one that closes the door and no man can open it. The enemy wants to open it, and God says, no, not this child. You can't take this one. He's anointed of the Lord. He has a special favor. See, in my Bible study, what I think it was last week, and I tell people, you know, there is no way that you can walk with God and there's not going to be a space over to the family. Hallelujah. You know, some of our children don't know the benefit of having a prayerful parent. They don't know. There was a time Paul of Tarsus was going from, where was he going to Paul? He was going to, God said, send him somewhere. And they were in a ship, and the ship capsized. Hallelujah. And I think Paul was trying to be discouraged. And God sent an angel overnight. And he came to him, and he said, don't worry, Paul. Even the life of everyone that they're unbelievers. He said, I've given their life into what? I have given it to you because I have favor with you. Hallelujah. You know, when they do things and our children do things, our things are working out for them. They think they are smart. But daddy is there praying. Mommy is there praying. Amen. So there is no way you have the favor of the Lord. It's going to split over to your children. And as they continue in the Lord, what happened? Their children will enjoy it. Their children will enjoy it. Praise the name of the Lord. So what I'm saying is, mind the company that you will keep. The naysayer, the people that will tell you, you know what they're called naysayers? People that will say their own things, what? No, impossible. It can't be possible. It can't be possible. It cannot be possible. It is impossible. That is their saying. Hallelujah. If one is going to be favored of the Lord, we hold on to the word of the Lord. God says it, and I believe it. And the favor of the Lord will come. Amen. I'm watching my time. Hallelujah. Another one that says it, let's go to that place where we are reading. I'm using the life of Elijah to explain to us the one that's going to be favored of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. If you want to be favored of the Lord this year, you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And where does the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit come from? It comes in the place of waiting, studying, and praying. You cannot escape it. Hallelujah. In the place of what? Waiting, studying, and praying. When you meditate upon the word of the Lord, after you have written it, and waiting upon the word of the Lord, and you have prayed, the Spirit of God will drop something into your spirit. And you begin to be sensitive. This man was able to see Elijah because God opened his eyes into what? To be able to see the servant, the master going. If he didn't see Elijah going, will he get the cloak? That's the condition the man gave him. He said, okay, you want my double portion of my anointing? If you can only see me when I'm what? When I'm going. We have to be what? Sensitive to this move of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, we cannot pray too much. We cannot study the word of God too much. We cannot fast too much. Hallelujah. So that, you know, I discover, you know, the amount of energy we use in digesting food doesn't allow sometimes to hear when God is talking. Because most of the energy that we use in breaking down this food, you are distracted. You are eating. I don't fast all the time, but I always like to live a fasted life. You know, there's a difference between fasting and living a fasted life. You understand what I'm saying? Short breakfast sometimes. Maybe it's lunch. You understand what I'm saying now? It's not that you are... I hate people that are religious. I hate religious people. I hate them with every religiosity that is in me. Praise the Lord. But what I'm saying is, just listen to that. Let God minister to you. Be sensitive. If Elijah did not see, he said the chariot of God and the something of Elijah. If he had not seen him, the anointing would not have come. A man that is not sensitive to the Holy Spirit will miss the favor of the Lord. Because when the Holy Spirit said, move, and you are still standing, what is going to happen? You will miss the time of favor. And he will say, oh, Sister Table, have you been here yesterday? It could have worked out for you because it's not sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. All of us are instruments in the hand of the Lord. God is still working on us. We are not there yet, but I pray we will get there in the name of Jesus. Say amen if you mean it. Hallelujah. Finally, book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15, talking about that man. Deuteronomy 7:15, and I'm going to close with that. Deuteronomy 7:15, that's it? Hallelujah. Amen. What I want to bring out there, if you read further, I think it's in chapter 6 of this book. One of the things Elisha did was, they came to him and said, the water of this city is not good. We can't drink it. It's bitter. And what did he do? He said, bring a cup of water. And he poured salt in it. And he told that. What happened to that water? The water was healed. A man that is going to enjoy the favor of the Lord will know that the power of the Lord has no bound. He has no limit. Amen. Impossible with God is what? The Bible says, I am not the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me to do? That is not a question. That's a statement saying, I am the God of all flesh. There's nothing impossible for me to do. There's nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and what? Nothing shall be impossible for you in the name of Jesus. You are favored of the Lord. Shall we bow our head to pray? I want you to begin to thank the Lord for hearing what you've heard. And pray that, Lord, I will be a man and woman of character. I will always be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit. I will not let the Holy Spirit pass me by. That song says, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on all that doubt our favor, do not pass me by. Pray that the Lord, I will be sensitive in my spirit to you all the time. I will not let circumstances, friends, interaction with others, I will not let it, oh God, block your favor in my life. And I will not limit your power in my life. I know with you, all things are possible. Begin to pray, ask the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Lord, I want to be favored. Where they say it's impossible, Lord, favor me. Where they say it can't be done, Lord, favor me. Begin to pray, ask the Lord.
Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Talk to God. You've had the message. Our team for February is the people for God's favor.